Welcome to the Produce Industry Podcast Global Fresh Series, your audio source for international produce markets, trends, market reports, and community discussion. Join us somewhere in the world as we cover all aspects of the international produce and supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your host, Juanita Galio.
Hey everyone, welcome, my fresh produce aficionados. You're tuned into the Global Fresh Series, where freshness knows no borders, but you might want to bring your passport still. I'm your host, Juanita Galio, coming to you from the sunny city of Long Beach, California, on November 26th, the day before USA celebrates Thanksgiving. This is where history, hospitality, and fresh produce come together in one delicious nut mix. Now, hear this. Today's episode is about surprises. I mean the kind that makes you think, why isn't my company doing this? It's from avocados in a Christmas gift box to cuddling cows. Yes, more about that later in this episode, but let's start with an interesting conversation that I happened to hear on the radio. I was driving along Pacific Coast Highway, just wandering. My eyes were wandering in at the ocean. It was absolutely gorgeous day because we've had a tremendous amount of rain. And after the rain, it is crystal clear. I mean, the water's beautiful, the sun glistening on the water. I could see Catalina Island. It was just cruising along there, and I'm listening into the radio. There's two hosts, a guy and a girl speaking. And they're talking about the upcoming holidays, how Thanksgiving kicks off this holiday season, the shopping, you know, what people are going to prepare and eat. And then suddenly he asked her, hey, what do you consider a perfect Christmas gift? Her response without hesitation was, avocados. He goes, wow, avocados. Why avocados? Well, she said, because avocados are the perfect gift. I use them in everything and they're expensive. Wouldn't it be nice to receive them in a festive Christmas decorated box? His reply, which I thought was funny, was, yeah, they cost as much as a case of beer now. Why not? Avocados are a perfect gift. I mean, this was a perfectly impromptu conversation between two radio hosts. So when I think about it, why aren't avocado companies out there using Christmas as an opportunity to package them in a festive Christmas package with a big red bow or green to represent avocados wrapped around this box? Can you imagine the sales lift? It doesn't need to be just avocados. You could even do a mixed box with sweet potatoes, avocados, everything that you use on a Christmas dinner table. I have never seen any produce wrapped up for Christmas. Here's your opportunity. I would buy them for a gift. Imagine going to your Christmas parties or a Christmas event, and you're taking a box of avocados instead of a bottle of wine or flowers, which you could still take. But wow, I think this would really catch on. And this was just started as an impromptu conversation that I happened to hear driving along Pacific Coast Highway from these two radio hosts. I should have taken note who they were and invited them on this show. But anyway, here we are. Okay, topic number two, because this is something that has been bubbling at the surface. What are we always talking about in this industry? How consumers are not eating enough fresh produce. And despite all the money put into consumer campaigns over the years, believe it or not, the needle has not moved. It's actually gotten worse. Although I have my ideas why consumers are not getting excited, and other than the avocados and purchasing and consuming more fresh produce, I'll talk about that later. But first, let's get into this topic that's shaking up headlines and stirring serious conversation in health and policy circles worldwide. Reuters just released a report summarizing The Lancet's latest series called Ultra-Processed Foods, a Danger to Global Public Health. So first, let's unpack this headline. According to Reuters, more than 40 global health experts, from epidemiologists to nutrition scientists, collaborated with The Lancet to issue a wake-up call. Ultra-processed foods, or UPFs, are now one of the biggest threats to public health globally. This is not something that's just isolated and or issue, a very serious issue isolated to just the U.S. You see it everywhere now. They're not just talking about junk food. UPFs are foods that are industrially formulated, often containing little or no intact whole food, and they're filled with additives, flavorings, stabilizers, and preservatives to make them last longer and taste irresistible. Do you remember eating that Twinkie that has been on your shelf for maybe 3 years? That's a great example of these UPFs. Think of packaged snacks, sweetened drinks, instant noodles, and ready-to-eat meals. They are convenient, but often disconnected from real nutrition. And here's the eye-opener. Research links UPF consumption with higher risks of obesity, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, depression, and even some cancers. So let's dive into what does this mean and why it matters, and what role the fresh produce industry plays in the solution. But before we continue with this discussion, because we can go on with this for a while, let's talk about our wonderful sponsors. It's a real opportunity for fresh produce to jump in the middle of all of this and give ultra-processed foods a reprieve. For example, our sponsor that is a true leader in the world of Spuds. Not only is Peak of the Market a proud supplier of premium fresh Manitoba-grown vegetables from potatoes to pumpkins during their harvest season that are perfect for those holiday meals, but they are also a proud sponsor of the 2025 Grey Cup. That is here. It's here in Winnipeg this November. As we celebrate the game day gatherings, here's to great food, great community, and great cup excitement. And also those avocados. Let's turn to Columbia Avocados. It's their main season, and Columbia has plenty of volume and quality to support those promotional programs, fill your supply gaps. Columbia Avocados will meet your growing category demands year-round. Columbia Avocados. And let's not forget the DRC. Their global team, known as the Fruit and Vegetable Dispute and Resolution Corporation, they will help you trade with confidence. You can rely on them with issues that can arise from global trade that requires experts to navigate smooth sailing for payment. Now, we're going to listen to Jack Vandenberg, one of our great sponsors, before we continue on with this UPF discussion. Don't go away.
120 years ago, in Groningen, the Netherlands, a small produce business began, trading fresh local fruits. By the 1930s, the Vandenberg family moved to Rotterdam, Europe's burgeoning fruit hub. But when the 1940s brought turmoil, they fled to America, rebuilding their legacy in fresh produce. In 1958, Jack Vandenberg became a trailblazer, importing fresh Chilean fruit to the US, opening doors to global flavors. Today, that spirit of growth and innovation continues with sustainable packaging, carbon footprint tracking, and the finest fruit varieties. We're redefining freshness for the future. Family, fresh, innovation, celebrating a legacy 120 years in the making. This is Jack Vandenberg.
And we're back. Thank you to Jack Vandenberg and their fabulous Sunray products. If you have not tried them, you're really missing out. Make sure you pick up a bag of their Sunray products. Now let's continue on with this high-profile subject on UPFs that you might be asking, why this sudden wave of attention? Well, Reuters notes that the conversation has reached a tipping point. Even U.S. government agencies, including the NIH and the FDA, they have started prioritizing research into ultra-processed foods and the more than 10,000 additives used in modern diets. That's a lot of additives, 1,000. You don't think about that when you're eating a meal, a frozen meal that you just pop into a microwave, do you? California has even introduced a state initiative targeting UPF's sugary drinks and highly processed snacks as part of a larger preventative health effort. Meanwhile, the global food industry faces new scrutiny. Lawsuits in the U.S. recently challenged major brands, Kraft Heinz, Mondelez, Coca-Cola, accusing them of making added addictive ultra-processed foods. The cases were dismissed, but the conversations haven't. They still continue, and they've actually gotten louder. And that's what makes this moment fascinating. For decades, we've known that diet affects health, but how food is made is really now under the microscope. Now, where does this leave the fresh produce sector? Well, we have an incredible opportunity here because it positions fruits and vegetables as the ultimate counterbalance to ultra-processed diets. Fresh produce is the original fast food, naturally portable, nutrient-dense, and instantly edible. And you're starting to see this in a lot of ready-to-eat meals within the fresh produce industry. What about the salad kits? And you're seeing a lot of vegetable prep meals that everything's there. You just put it together and put it in the, goes in the microwave as well, and then you eat it. But the challenge and opportunity is the messaging. We can't just assume people automatically connect fresh with better. The modern consumer is busy, distracted, and they're often seduced by packaging, convenience, and shelf stability. So, as communicators and marketing in this industry, our task is to tell a story that competes on emotional, sensory, and convenience levels, not just nutritional ones. When you bite into a crisp apple from South Tyrol or peel a golden mango from Peru, you're experiencing something that's no ultra-processed snack can replicate. Authentic flavor, natural color, and living energy. Right, Marlena, daughter of the Alps? You know what I'm talking about there, Vogue. According to Reuters, coverage of the Lancet series, the experts have emphasized that this is not just a Western issue. Consumption of ultra-processed foods is rising sharply in developing regions, Latin America, Asia, Africa, where economic growth and urbanization often lead to more packaged convenience foods. That means the same public health patterns we've seen in the U.S. and Europe could emerge globally unless awareness and food systems change course. So this is where trade shows, exporters, and national produce boards have a major role. They're promoting accessibility, affordability, and desirability of fresh produce globally. It isn't just good marketing. It's a public health mission that we're all involved in. And we are starting to see a lot of this. For example, I think avocados came to the forefront, not just because they taste good, but people were really driven by the health studies that were done with the heart. There's a big heart initiative with the avocados, the same with the blueberries, with the flavonoids, the phytonutrients, and all of these. They found grapes, I think it was a cup of grapes, really delivers a powerful punch in many of these nutrients needed. And many of the others, you're starting to see a lot of studies, research that's done with many of these different commodities, and then serving up not only a delicious menu in terms of how to use them, how to prepare them, but behind that, you're getting real health benefits. Reuters also highlights that while the food industry sometimes argues that processing can make food safer and longer lasting, which it can be true, the problem lies in overprocessing that removes nutrients and replaces them with salt, sugar, and fats designed for long shelf life. But here's the hopeful part. Some forward-thinking brands are re-engineering their products to reduce additives, highlight transparency, and reconnect with real ingredients. That's where collaboration between the fresh produce sector and food manufacturers can make real impact. Can you imagine more partnerships where fruit purees replace artificial flavorings or vegetable fibers, enhance ready-to-eat meals? That's where we're going to really start to see these two crossroads meet. And for example, I was thinking, you know, some of the biggest consumed UPFs are chips. People, I love them. I like, you know, chips, and then also the tortilla chips, potato chips, all these other things. But why don't we kind of collaborate with these companies and get people to dip them into guacamole or hummus or other kind of vegetable dips? We have the red, for example, the red pepper dips. They're absolutely delicious. So there's a way that you can kind of, even though they're eating something that's considered ultra processed, you can also start to partner with them to add some nutritional value. Maybe even you'd use carrots to dip into some of these wonderful dips. So with that, I'm sure a lot of ideas have come to mind, but we're going to address this or wrap this up to see how we can even go further to partner with these companies creating all of this, I kind of call it fake food, ultra processed foods, after we hear from one of our fabulous sponsors, Zag Technical Services.
Zag Technical Services, we do many things. Managed services for IT needs, including consulting. Another area of expertise for us is cybersecurity, making sure that there's awareness and risk prevention. And then the final piece is the data and software services, where whether it's software automation, data management, even AI, we have things that we can do to help your business. Those are core components that your company relies on. So we have a rich history of being able to manage these IT services so that you don't have to worry about them. You trust us so that we keep your operations going and your business going ultimately. When we talk about what AI can do for you and the time savings, even though you don't think you have something that you can just put AI in, you probably do if you have a business case that could be benefited from automation or efficiencies that are brought in. We can trust AI to do those things. And the beauty of that is you can free up time for your employees to do more meaningful work. So even if you think you may not benefit, I think it's worth a conversation because you will be surprised. We'll walk you through every step of the way and we're here to help.
Welcome back to the Global Fresh Series, and thank you to Zag Technical Services, who is really worth, this company is worth checking out because they will help secure your IT system and prevent anything from being hacked, which is quite a big deal now. And you know, you can't afford to even have your systems down for even an hour. Zag Technical Services. So if you were just joining us, like, you know, during the break, I had to kind of chuckle a bit or laugh to myself because here I'm talking about this big wake we've known about these ultra processed foods, but this report that is just showing how it's getting worse. People are just consuming so much of this UPFs that doesn't really have any nutritional value. And I had to laugh because I'm thinking, huh, here we are going to tomorrow, which is one of the biggest UPF's consuming day of the year besides Christmas, which is Thanksgiving. Yes, we're going to be eating a fresh turkey, but you know, all that wonderful snacking food that we love. So enjoy your fill and then get back on track because we're going to take a look. What can we take away from all this? Well, first of all, there's awareness. Understanding of how much of our diet comes from ultra-processed foods is the first big step. Second, accessibility. The more we can bring fresh produce to people's daily lives, whether through retail, digital storytelling, or school food programs, the better. And third, advocacy. The fresh produce industry can take a strong, positive stance as a solution provider, not just a supplier. And we are starting to see this, in particular, the last two trade shows that I've gone to, the fresh produce trade shows. I was really amazed how it's gotten even stronger. The convenience factor, the taste factor, the chefs who are showing how to prepare food. You know, I think we're really stepping up to the plate to get consumers to entice them to not just eat more of the fresh produce, but if you're going to eat something with UPFs, combine it and you know, get some nutritional value along with some good taste somewhere else. So when you think about it, every apple, every bunch of grapes, every avocado tells a story of real soil, real people, and real nourishment. And you guys are doing a great job at bringing that to the forefront to the consumer. It's a story worth amplifying. So good on you. Stay on track and keep coming up with those creative ideas. But again, one of them that you might think about is when these major holidays roll around, like Christmas, maybe some of these things can be packaged in a beautiful compostable gift box or even a bag, a beautiful Christmas design bag or holiday design bag with some bows on it and something, some stickers that people could put on it with recipes. I think this would be a great idea. As the Lancet researchers put it, and as Reuters reported, ultra-processed foods represent a danger to global public health. But I like to look at that as an invitation for innovation, collaboration, and education. We are in the fresh produce industry, which means we already hold one of the most powerful keys to reversing that trend. So let's keep doing what we do best, feeding the world naturally. If you'd like to read more or check out the full Reuters article titled "Ultra-Processed Foods Are a Danger to Global Public Health, Experts Warn," I'll link it in the show notes. And let's close on a warm, fuzzy note, because this story is about how one dairy farm in the UK has survived through repeated flooding, which damaged their crops and grazing land. It didn't help their milk prices that sank below the cost of production. The farm is called Dumble Farms. They devised a way to profit from their herd of cows by offering a cow cuddling experience. Visitors are charged £95, and that's not weight, that's in the UK, £95, or $127 to come into the barn, sit or lie beside the dairy cows, brush them, stroke them, and simply engage in a calm, gentle encounter. Now, this may all sound comical, but this also includes a safari where visitors have a chance to see Highland cattle or other breeds where they look at the farm's operations. Happy cows, happy people. They set up a model of agrotourism. This also includes a safari where visitors have a chance to see Highland cattle or other breeds with a look at the farm's operations. Happy cows, happy people. What about happy avocados, happy people, happy mangoes, happy people? This set up a model of agritourism. You could possibly see public tours into the orchards and fields where visitors can peacefully wander with an immersive grower visit. This is just a seed of an idea, just a thought. I mean, dairy is also within the agriculture world, and I wanted to share that with you. I love the story. Before I sign off, I wish to thank all of the USA listeners and anyone else outside of the US who might be celebrating Thanksgiving tomorrow. A happy Thanksgiving meal. Enjoy that delicious meal along with the football games. I am very grateful to have all of you here listening to me every Wednesday. It has been my pleasure to have you join us today. And as we say here at the Produce Industry Podcast, we will see you somewhere in the world, in the aisles at one of the many trade shows, in the orchards, or on the horizons.
You've been listening to the Produce Industry Podcast Global Fresh Series with Juanita Galio. Be sure to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, and Amazon to get new fresh episodes. For more, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Produce Industry Podcast. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.